If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This is WGN, serving the nation from Chicago.
At WGN Radio, who we are is who we were.
Let us look at our history to find the answer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom in Chicago.
How do you do, football fans? This is Jack Brickhouse saying welcome to Chicago Bears professional football on WGN Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, radio legend Wally Phillips. Good morning, your legendship.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
A radio formula, frankly, the rest of the industry today longs for. And these are the people that created it.
I love you. Not only for what you are.
On the Roy Leonard Show, I guess we're communicators.
But for what I am when I am with you.
This is life. They just want a World Series, but there's a ways to go. But we're there, and that's all that matters.
These great names and talent occupy a place of honor in WGN radio history.
Hillary, do you ever place a call yourself, and if someone asks who's calling, and you say Hillary Rodham Clinton, they go, yeah, right. Who is this really?
The ones I like the best are people who say, and how do you spell that?
And now, they're about to be joined by a few more.
WGN Chicago.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2016 class of the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
Good morning. And welcome to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. I'm Ro Khan, along with Anna DeBlantis, my afternoon cohort.
Nice to see so many people out here. Thank you for coming out for this. It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. You see behind us right now this incredible assembly of radio legends behind us and radio legends in the crowd. And I can't believe, we talk about this all the time, I just can't believe how blessed we are to be able to be here and to be in the presence of these great men and women right here. So, please, give it up.
They're the best in the biz.
Seven station legends. We also invite those who are attending here to go around and look at the bronze plaques that are installed. Their names are going to be here on the Walk of Fame. It's what an incredible honor, right?
It is. It is an honor to be amongst radio greats and be part of this tradition. Many of us know we've been WGN fans and listeners since we were little kids, and it's awesome to recognize the greats. WGN is a special, special place.
Also, we'd like to invite you to take part in the blog online at WGNradio.com, and you can also tweet your congratulations using the hashtag WGNLegends.
WGNLegends. And at this time, we want to acknowledge a few special people to the WGN Radio family. Many of them are here with us right now. Larry Wirt, president of broadcast media for Tribune Media Company. Happy birthday to Larry.
He doesn't look a day over 80.
40 years old today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn. We'd like to acknowledge him as well.
John McDonough, president and CEO of our partner, the Chicago Blackhawks.
Here's another legend, Wayne Larrabee, former voice of the Chicago Bears. No one ever did it better than him.
Dennis Fitzsimmons of the McCormick Foundation. Thank you for your support.
Fitzsimmons, right, of the McCormick Foundation. Bob Sparr, former director of sales.
Mike Hillstrom of Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers.
I'd like to thank him for my Tahoe.
Uh-huh, not great Tahoe.
Steve Shapiro of Apt Electronics is here.
I saw Bruce Dumont from the Museum of Broadcast Communications. Thanks for your support.
Jim Jarvis of Paramount Theater Aurora.
Our WGN TV family also represented here in the crowd. And Carol Henkner, a WGN legend in her own right, 50 years at this great radio station. There she is, looking beautiful as always.
I cannot imagine being 50 years anywhere, quite honestly.
Well, you've been on planet Earth for 50 years.
Yes, I have, but I actually can't imagine being here for that long either, I suppose.
Okay.
All right, well, a few, this year's class of seven honorees joins us, along with the past Walk of Famers who are here. Orion Samuelson is here.
Woo, Orion. The Girlfriends, Kathy O'Malley and Judy Markey.
Steve King and Johnny Putnam.
Dave Ennett, go Cats.
Do you have to say, are you required to say that by law?
Twice.
Lou, Mr. Fix-It, Manfredini.
Lyle Dean.
Representing the great Bob Collins, his wife Christine Collins is here.
Awesome. Ward Qual, representing him, his assistant Rondi Carlson.
And representing Wally Phillips, his son Todd Phillips and wife Janice.
Awesome. And at this time, the official program is going to begin. We will turn it over to WGN Radio President, our general manager, our boss, Jimmy DeCastro.
Thank you, Ro. Wow, they look awfully pretty for radio, don't they? Hello, everybody. Hey, now. This is my family, and every year it gets bigger and bigger. It's amazing to me. We welcome the people all over Chicago. We welcome those people tuning in all over the world. We have 1.2 million streams a month now. So on these crazy mobile devices, people get a little taste of Chicago today to kick off their Memorial Days. And by the way, that was Dennis Fitzsimon in the crowd, and we're honored to have Dennis with us, who was a steward of this building for many, many years and a dear friend. And it was Larry Wirt's 65th birthday today, not his 60th birthday. Wayne, welcome back. Robert Feeder, I see there, and lots of people. We've already done our welcomes. So I'm here just to say thank you, and we're here to honor these amazing people. This is our third class. It's an unusually interesting class because of its diversity. It's people behind the scenes, not just those incredible storytellers who've been on the mic that you've gotten to know, but those incredibly challenged, record-breaking people behind the scenes that do this every day. Trust me, there are hundreds of them in this building that bring what you hear on the radio, and I am so proud to be a member of that team today. And like we like to say here, we've been social media since 1924. Today we honor a class that's amazing. It's seven people you'll get to know in just a minute. So I can get off the stage and we can beat this rain. By the way, thank you, Tommy Skilling and WGN Television, for the weather. And we put this building up here so there wouldn't be sun on our wonderful entrees because last year was very hot. So anyway, I would like to introduce Mr. Steve Cochran and Mr. Steve Bertrand to take over the duties. Happy birthday.
How about a hand for Jimmy DeCastro, whether you work for him or not?
And if you don't, you will.
We talked about this on the show, Steve. Jimmy is a very modest guy, but it was Jimmy's concept to honor the past by putting these plaques out for so many people. And we do this every year. We've gathered another stage full of legends here, but if not for Jimmy DeCastro, it wouldn't happen. So a hand again for Mr. DeCastro. And, Steve, I think we'd also be remiss if we didn't really recognize the largest egos in the room, and that's the people here associated with the current WGN lineup.
Absolutely.
And I saw a bunch of them here. In no particular order, Justin Kaufman. Where's Justin? Justin Kaufman right there from the download.
Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder are here. Raise it up, Bill.
There's Bill. Where's Wendy? I Wendy. Saw Wendy looking fabulous.
There she is.
And of course, from the noon business lunch, would that be you?
That would be me, yes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Huge ego, huge.
And from the Steve Cochran Show, our brand new producer, Mary Sandberg, back here. If you want to get booked on the show, talk to Mary. Feel free to pitch her today. Andrea Darlis is here. Look how fabulous Andrea Darlis looks right here. We mentioned Dave Ennett, but contractually he gets multiple mentions as a member of the Walk of Fame. Dave, give him a hand. Dave Ennett, by the way, has free Northwestern tickets. For anybody that wants those, please feel free to ask.
Our political contributors, Paul Green and Walter Jacobson, are here.
And Patty Vasquez, I think, is here, but it's the middle of the night for her. And also Nick DiGilio. We're hoping here as well. And there's the lovely Annabella Ball from Channel 9 right there. Steve, you know, the greatest threat we have here is not weather, but the top of my head could be terribly burned by the sun. So for the sake of me and George and Dean, we need to pick this up. Are you ready?
I brought some sunscreen. I'll help you with it. I'll put it on if you'd like.
I think it got weird. Our seven nominees. Our seven honor.
Everyone's a winner, Steve.
That's right. You didn't get in. Our seven honorees are very well known to you. Their voices are legendary. Their time spent with you is probably very important to you, and many of you treasure the memories you have when you listen to the folks that are on stage right now. It takes great management to recognize great talent, and it takes great talent to make the connection that WGN's audience has, and why Orion Samuelson, a Walk of Fame member, taught me a long time ago, it's not our radio station, it's your radio station. And I wasn't pointing at management. It's the listeners of WGN. So please join me in welcoming each of the new members of the Walk of Fame, and we'll spend some time individually with them. A former male model and the man I most admire, Max Armstrong, is here. Max.
My mentor, really, one of my many mentors, Tom Peterson, former news director and longtime anchor, is here.
Greatest chief engineer I've ever seen, unless I need something from Bill Murdoch, the current chief. The great Jim Carrillo is here.
Longtime WGN executive and the reason many of us are here, Dan Fabian in the house.
We'll talk more about this in a second, but a groundbreaker and a beautiful lady and one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet, Marilyn Miller.
I am so happy to see Floyd Brown here. I watched Floyd Brown call the IHSA State Basketball Championships as a kid and then had the privilege to work with him later as a young adult. Floyd Brown.
And my co-runner-up from the Billy Joel look-alike contest, Dean Richards.
We also want to give a special thanks to the listeners who tune in to be part of the conversations we have every day on WGN. And we encourage everyone to follow along with our live blog online at WGNradio.com. If you like a tweet, congratulate our Walk of Famers. Share your memories of today's honorees using the hashtag WGNLegends.
All right, now, I'm following along to your right, Steve. We're paying attention to young Bennett Wakenight.
We are so far behind
already.
Who has
worked in the business for 12 seconds, and he's in charge of this show.
Okay.
So good luck to all of us. Bennett, do we need a break? Let's take a break and come back. You're listening to Walk of Fame 2016 on 720 WGN.
Welcoming the 2016 class of inductees to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. Our ceremony continues after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, radio legend.
Inducting our honorees. Who we are is who we were. It's 720 WGN and the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
We are back live at Pioneer Court, just next to the legendary Tribune Tower. Thunderous applause here. So sad when I have to beg. I did want to mention as well, I think Mike Jacobson's out here somewhere, another one of the fine producers of the Steve Cochran Morning Show. And also, you know we didn't mention? Todd Manley.
Todd Manley, absolutely.
Todd Manley's the boss.
There are a lot of former workers here that people know or do not know their name.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, mention all you want, but if we haven't mentioned your name, like Jackie Paulus, who put all this, all the detail, Marlene, Shanae, all these people. If we haven't mentioned you yet, you're probably out by next Friday.
Right. But Jimmy Lucas is here, former engineer, longtime, very disappointed there's not a buffet at the event.
But it's nothing personal if we haven't mentioned you. It's just Steve lost the notes. All right. First up, and again, in no particular order. First up, because it says this on the script, the voice of agriculture. Please give a listen to the legend, Max Armstrong.
This is WGN, serving the nation from Chicago.
The WGN Walk of Fame.
Max Armstrong, he came out of an Indiana farm, graduated from Purdue University, went to work for the Illinois Farm Bureau. First time that I received the Farm Bureau tape here at WGN with Max's voice on it, I said, if ever I need a new colleague, and talk to this man.
Listen, here's the story of an agribusiness guy, a Wabash gig and Hoosier hardly ever told a lie. And then one day he went to school, they taught him how to speak, and now he's in Chicago as an agribusiness geek.
Armstrong, that is, farm reporter. Y'all call
Max Armstrong here. There's more coming up on the Saturday Morning Show on Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
Let's welcome Max Armstrong, taking his place next to Walk of Famer and colleague of nearly 40 years, Orion Samuelson.
We have heard the stories many times from your good friend Orion Samuelson, the handsome devil with the young woman in the middle of the aisle here, about how you got the job. But I think it's worth repeating. When Orion Samuelson first wanted you to come join WGN, what were you doing?
I actually first met him, I know this is hard to imagine, but it was at a grand reception.
With
adult beverages. It was,
What?
It was actually in the pits at the Chicago Board of Trade, in the trading pits. They would bring in the media people, and they would have a party after the trade was over, and there would be nothing but paper on the steps, and you would be brought in for dinner in the pits. That's actually where I first met him.
Now, Steve, you may not know that Orion actually asked Max to join WGN three different times, and the final sales pitch occurred over hamburgers from McDonald's.
I didn't wait too long, I must tell you.
Right.
But, you know, this is such heady stuff for us because this is such hallowed real estate, not just because of the Tribune building, but because a guy by the name of Cyrus McCormick came to Chicago. The name rings a bell. He's the guy that invented the mechanical reaper.
Let's bring him out right now, yeah. Cyrus McCormick.
Well, there is more to the story.
Oh, sorry.
His very first plant is described in historical records as being just north of the Chicago River and just east of the Michigan Avenue Bridge. That means it was right there. Historical records also show that Lyle Dean originated the coverage of the grand opening.
It's funny because it's soon going to be an Apple store, and Lyle Dean is an Apple nerd. He's going to be working there.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
It's kind of neat when you think of the history of this area.
For a kid on a tractor who was going to be happy your whole life just taking care of the backbone of America, America's farmers, what does it mean to you to have the access you've had here through the continuation of the radio and the television program? And what do the farmers say when you go out and meet them?
Well, the privilege, of course, has been working with Orion all of these years. And, you know, he was doing 50 years ago what many in agriculture now realize they need to do, and that's communicate more about their story. Tell consumers why they do what they do on the farm. And Orion was doing it in 1960, 65. And so it's been fun to do that and to meet farmers from all over the United States. But, of course, the ties to WGN extend all over the world now, as you know.
And what is it, O, if you've ever eaten, you know and love a farmer? Yes. Orion's going, don't ever quote me again. Max Armstrong.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Privileged to be here. Wonderful. Thank you.
We'll take a break, come back, and continue the honors. Is that right, Bennett? Yes, a quick break, and we're back with more live from Pioneer Court. It's Walk of Fame 2016.
Welcome 2016 Class of Honorees to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. We'll continue with our induction ceremony next.
This is WGN serving the nation from Chicago.
You're listening to the WGN Radio 2016 Walk of Fame induction ceremony on 720 WGN.
And welcome back to Pioneer Court. In a career spanning more than 30 years and ending with 10 years as general manager and vice president, perhaps Dan Fabian knew this radio station better than anyone else. A true innovator, Fabian introduced us to Spike Odell and a cartoon bird named Chicago.
This is WGN serving the nation from Chicago.
The WGN Walk of Fame.
We move on now to a man named Dan Fabian. Am I right about this? Did he hire both of you guys?
Yes.
He hired me. So many people owe their careers to him, me being one. This was a guy who wasn't afraid to take a chance. He was a great visionary.
Go Cubs, go!
That song wouldn't be there if it wasn't for a man named Dan Fabian.
We were just looking for the 10 or 15 second bumpers that we could use in and out of games. We were going to hire Jimmy Buffett to do a Wrigleyville version of Margaritaville. And I was sitting there one day and heard Roy interviewing Goodman. I said, oh my God, that's a laydown.
You bring in Steve Goodman.
You know, when he left, we just said, say something about Go Cubs and hear it on the radio. And that's what he did.
It's a man! Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs!
All right, Dan Fabian. Now, if you have had any experience with Dan Fabian when he was the boss here, he was famous for his interview questions. You know, you come in, you want a promotion, you want a new gig, you want something, and Dan would say, he'd point up to the painting on his wall, and he'd say, okay, put yourself in that picture. And look out. What do you see? Am I right? Yeah, no one enjoyed that. So I'd like to...
the plan.
It's my turn, boss. I want you to float above here, 20 or 30 feet. I want you to look down, not at the sky, not at the clouds, but at yourself and the crowd you see around here, the crowd that you helped build, and I want you to tell me what you see. It's radio, Dan.
I see Feeder over there. Yeah? You know what I see that's really rare? This is a special day. I really have to take a second. This got my grandson up before 11 o'clock. I'm so proud.
Is there a moment that you look back, and I mean, can you give me one particular moment that maybe defined your time at WGN?
Yeah. The day was it the Challenger that crashed?
Oh, yeah.
We had just finished a week and a half with virtually the entire radio station in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. It was euphoria. Everybody was just as high as you could possibly get. Our little conceit at the time was that we were absolutely in the moment. Whatever kind of a day it was, that's what we were about. So we're still on this upper the Tuesday after the Super Bowl, and the thing crashed, and this radio station on a dime became an absolutely serious, on top of it news thing, and it absolutely defined what this place was capable of doing. Really remarkable.
One of the things that's always impressed me about you, other than the fact that you never hired me,
tried.
Was that you have an eye for talent unlike, you know, any that I've ever seen. We look at somebody like Spike Odell. What was it about Spike Odell that attracted you?
Spike Odell. The man was as honest and genuine as anybody you'd ever meet, and that's all you want on radio. You know, it's a two-way medium, and you have to have somebody that starts the conversation and doesn't sound like he's phony.
It's a gut feel.
Spike, of course.
Who did you miss on most, and are they here today?
You know, we actually tried. You know that.
You did try to hire me. That's exactly right, and I wasn't smart enough to take the first offer. Dave Ennett is here. You told a great story the other day about Dave Ennett. Is it true you tried to offer him the Cubs play-by-play job?
Lorna Gladstone and I, we had an opening in the Cubs job, and I said, you know who sounds like Vin Scully? We ran into him outside Wrigley Field one day and said, you having fun? And he said, yes. And we said, have you ever thought of this? And he said, what? And I said, doing the Cubs? And he says, no, I'm happy. And he walked away. And we looked at each other and said, you know where Dwayne Statz lives? The guy didn't know we offered him the king.
No, and he claims to this day, by the way, he'd still take it. It's a whole thing now, but he'd still take it. Dan Fabian, welcome to the Walk of Fame.
I have one thing I have to say.
Yeah, please.
If I may. I don't know if those of you who worked here ever noticed, but every Monday morning, Collins and I would do this. And it was because of one of his best lines. He said, never forget, this place makes you look a hell of a lot better than you are. And every Monday, we did that to remember it.
Boy, amen to that. Next up, she already holds a prestigious place in radio as the first woman to produce a major morning show in America. We know of no others. And now we induct that woman, Marilyn Miller, into the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
This is WGN, serving the nation from Chicago.
The WGN Walk of Fame.
Radio legend, Wally Phillips.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
Marilyn Miller did a job that women weren't allowed to do for the biggest personality in America and Wally Phillips.
I mean, she was his everything. She was his secret service, not only a great producer. She knew exactly what he was going to do. She was way out ahead of him.
Wally, this is Batman.
Thank you very much.
WGN promotions legend, Marlene Wells, remembers Marilyn Miller.
Marilyn was the very first female producer. I mean, I guess it was unheard of. Marilyn would do anything for you. She would obviously do anything for the station. You never would see Marilyn without a smile. When the summer hours started on the Wendella boat ride from the train station, everyone knew Marilyn, and she was a great ambassador. And my gosh, I think when Marilyn left, they even had a little party for her on the boat. You know, that's how much they thought about Marilyn.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marilyn Miller. Okay, Marilyn, I know you well enough to know that you're probably going to try to make this interview about Wally Phillips and not about yourself. And I'm going to do my best to thwart that. So tell me about working with someone for whom you have to make look better, the fact that you're in a supporting role and your success comes with his or her success. Tell me the secret to making that work.
Well, we added another dimension that the show hadn't had. As I said on the air yesterday, I was the very first morning drive time producer here at WGN Radio. And before I started, there was no other person. Wally had been successful with a team of wonderful Wally engineers, and he had the talent, he had sports personalities, he had Whoopi out there, who I see in the audience, and he had a number of people who he could call on to entertain. But he didn't have a way to connect with listeners. So it was very easy to try to find another dimension that could make the show more interesting for listeners and could make him let's all look good.
Was there a particular show or a moment or maybe a period of time when you realized that was working, that the two of you had found magic?
Honestly, we were too busy. When I was hired, there was no roadmap. There was no one to follow. And it was like, all right, you're producer for the show. Let's do it. And so we innovated. You know, not today. It would sound really archaic to people who are the producers today, and you wear a headset, and you talk to callers, and you have little screens that generate, your computer can generate notes to the talent. But when I started, we didn't have any of that. We took, still use logs today. Are there still logs? Okay. Well, I took the back of the 8x10 log paper and would write as big as I could on it and slap it in the control room window so we had communication with Wally. He knew what people were going to say and talk about. So we devised and we developed, and I think JC will remember when Wally said there has to be a better way to communicate. Finally, they came up with a little headset that I could wear, that I could put in the telephone. That was wonderful. And then there was a character generator that allowed me to type on a screen. But that all came much later. We were just busy. We hustled.
You know, you're the first producer, obviously, to make it onto the Walk of Fame, and any producer will tell you that of the calls that get on the air, there are some wild calls that don't. Tell me the weirdest call you ever got.
Well, I'll tell you what I did with them. I couldn't spend much time talking to people because there were so many calls coming in, and I had to think of the show and what it meant for that particular moment. But there's a lady sitting out there who was invaluable to the station because I used her every single day, and it's Kay Dom, who was in the office. And I would typically get a call where somebody needed some assistance or help. I couldn't spend the time with them, yet they were owned courtesy and respect, and they were a listener. So I would say, well, if you call Kay during business hours, she'll try to help you. And she would do such things. I know she ran over to the Chicago Theater for one person and got them tickets because they were all upset they couldn't get tickets. And she just did a wonderful public relations job with people we couldn't handle on the
so
air.
No, and I have one for you.
Yeah.
Because you know this. This is obviously a little before the internet. And I want to know if it's you guys that started this. To this day, with clouds rolling in overhead, if it's raining or there's any weather at all, people call us like we don't have windows. They want us to know it's raining here or it's snowing there. You know what I'm talking about,
this
Steve?
Morning people were saying it's raining in Itasca.
That's exactly right. So did you start the weather calls prior to the internet?
Sure. Try it. Try how about out in Iowa? Remember, Steve, this is a people place. That's what Wally wanted to bring to radio. He wanted to bring this other element that we hadn't had on the air. It was great to kid around with talent internally, but he hadn't been able to listen. And sure, we had listeners, but he also wanted to be one who could listen, and that's what he brought. That's what happened in 1971.
Steve and I were talking about this before we started, just as a last point for me. You're very modest. But I think you deserve credit, and I think this audience understands it, as being a true groundbreaker. And I don't know if it was Ward Quall. Was that the boss at that point?
Well, Ward Quall hired me, and he was the one who I think encouraged me to stay at the station. I had taught school for a year. I was going to go back again and teach in the fall. And they said, if you can type, you can go in the script typing department and type commercials. I said, I'd love to. I'd love to work in radio and television and see what's going on. The first day I'm sitting in the typing department, my little commercial in front of me, and all of a sudden I look up and there's this distinguished man standing next to me with a full suit and tie and hand out and saying, "Marilyn, I just want to welcome you to WGN Continental Broadcasting." That was the president. That was the Jimmy DeCastro of radio.
Is that right? This.
Absolutely. And then Gloria Brown, who many of you will remember, was in the typing department also. And Gloria apologized.
Oh, I bet no typing got done then.
Well, you know what happened, Steve? Then she had to go out for lunch and do something or other. And she says, "Do you mind if I take you over to watch the Bozo Circus from the control room?" I stayed because of stories like that and people like that. And that first day with Ward, it's not been equaled since, except like today when my family is here, Steve, and my grandchildren, Brooke and Justin, and Craig, my son and wife, Holly. And I even got the bracelet today. I didn't have that. Brooke made me a bracelet. She said it's a good luck bracelet. Now, I didn't have that
I
started.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marilyn Miller. We next turn to a longtime chief engineer here at WGN Radio, a great engineer, but more importantly, just a wonderful man, J.C. Carollo, Jim Carollo.
This is WGN, serving the nation from Chicago.
The WGN Walk of Fame.
Jim Carollo, the engineer, J.C. as we call him here.
I like the fact that inducting him into a Walk of Fame, it's not for just the loudmouths that you hear, you know, us guys on the radio. It takes everybody from every department to make what you hear work well. And without engineering, you don't hear us.
It's a great point.
If there was a studio that the producers would most likely party in, would it be this one or would it be A?
This is the biggest.
But there's the windows there, too, so if you had dancers, people could see from the outside.
Yeah, see that you have blinds.
You have blinds, so, right. And there's much more table space there for, you know, like guys like Jim Holland to dance on the table.
I've seen that.
You have seen that.
You don't want to see that too often.
What I liked about the engineering department under JC's direction, everything worked.
Congratulations, Jim Carollo.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, those of us with the microphones are not geniuses. And J.C. ran a staff that knew where to plug in the stuff that needed to be plugged in. I don't get technical there, Steve, but knew what needed to be plugged in and unplugged.
It was his uneven temperament, really, that made it difficult.
Yeah, well, he did it with class. And the cool thing is, and I've been thrown out of a lot of places, he's the only engineer who took his anger against me and took it behind closed doors as opposed to throwing punches in front of me. You ran a great staff for all those years. This place could not exist without you, and it's nice to see you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much for that. When I came here in 1970, I was just 24, and I thought I might be here a few years. I was about four decades short on that. I ended up being here 43 years, and the thing I can say is I loved every minute of it because I got to do exactly what I want. And get paid for it, too, which is a very nice thing. So I really enjoyed my time here, and I enjoyed my time working with what we call the WGN family, who's an amazing group of colleagues and coworkers that I became part of. So it was a fun time for me.
JC, I'm sure you have a lot of great memories, but maybe, if I can speak for you, your best might have been New Year's Eve 2000.
Oh. Didn't we have fun?
We spent the night together at the transmitter in Elk Grove Village.
Waiting for it to go down?
Waiting for it to go down.
Yeah, we did not know what was going to happen like the rest of the world. And we thought at midnight everything might go dead. So Steve was our news guy. I was the transmitter guy. We had Ed Wilk out there to assist us.
Well, for fun, the fun of it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we made a little party out of it. And the world didn't end. I saw the sun come up, and it was a very nice day. Yeah.
If you don't mind, hand that microphone to this guy next to you, because Dan Fabian has something he needs to say about you.
He didn't know it, but one of the favorite games we had on that side of the building was trying to think of something he couldn't do. We never did it.
Because the thing is, and I really, you know, people will tell you now, you can do a radio show in a closet, you plug it into your laptop, you don't need engineers. Let me tell you something, we need you guys every single day, and I meant what you said, or what I said at the top of this. Without you guys, we're not on the air, but much bigger than that, we don't exist. So on behalf of everybody you hired, everybody who's still here, thank you to the engineers.
Thank you.
J.C. Carollo. You're listening to the Walk of Fame induction on 720 WGN. We'll be back after this.
welcoming the 2016 class of inductees to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. Our ceremony continues after this.
Let us look at our history to find the answer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From the beautiful Aragon Ballroom in Chicago.
You're listening to the WGN Radio 2016 Walk of Fame induction ceremony on 720 WGN.
Hey, Steve, before you start, I just looked around, and there's so many people that have popped up.
Yeah.
Let me just try to mention a few of them here. David Stewart, your old friend from WGN News, is here. Kristen Decker, who works harder than just about anybody in the tower. Kristen, doing a great job. Mary Vandeveld, who has worked with every major talent in Chicago. Oh, and me.
Tracy Huvelman, Kurt Vanderaugh, Tom Barnes, former producers are all here.
David Plyer is here.
David Plyer. He brought donuts.
David Hochberg is here. It's hard to... I can't believe Hochberg showed up at a public gathering where microphones were around.
It's shocking. It's shocking.
He's a great guy, David Hochberg, and a good partner for us. The great Connie Kowal is here. And Greg Easterly, the boss over at Channel 9, looking resplendent. Brian Noonan as well. And a couple of family members. Once you're in the family, you're always in the family. David Kaplan was here.
Look for the suit.
If you didn't see David Kaplan, I'll give you a cell number. Call him. And Pete McMurray. Pete McMurray's in the back.
Hey, Pete McMurray.
Here's Pete McMurray.
Our next inductee.
Oh, and happy birthday, Larry Wirt. Oh, we did that already?
Our next inductee, Tom Peterson, a trusted and respected newsman for more than 20 years here at WGN, worked with Bob Collins and Spike Odell, a mentor to many, including yours truly.
This is WGN, serving the nation from Chicago.
The WGN Walk of Fame.
Tom Peterson on the voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Tom Peterson hired me in the fall of 1997. Tom is strong. He was credible. You knew when he spoke, he literally was a voice of authority.
We're getting initial reports that it looks like a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Tom was the one who told me, always check your facts, then check them again, and then check them again, and confirm your sources. Do everything three times. Confirm your sources. Fact check. That was the most important thing.
When I came over here, this was truly the epitome of radio stations in America. It continues to be that station. It's been a great run. It has been fun.
Tom Peterson was a great mentor to not only me, but to most of the people on our staff, our producers, the interns who we had at the time. Everybody looked up to him.
Cheers.
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 To Tom Peterson.
To all of you.
All right.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Peterson.
Thank you, Steve.
So in 1984 or so, I was living in Milwaukee and got an internship with WGN Radio, and I started listening.
How'd that work out?
It's going to be okay. But listened a lot, listened to the people on the radio station, and the guy I wanted to meet most was Tom Peterson. And I can remember the moment I met him. We were at Bradley Place. You walked into the newsroom, and your voice came first. And I learned so much from you, and I'm just so happy to be here talking to you today. Congratulations.
And congratulations to you, too, to make the Walk of Fame. I'm really happy to see that. Thanks, Steve.
Well, you know, a lot
of... By the way, one quick thing. The guy who hired me is here.
Paul Davis.
Paul Davis.
Yeah.
Right over here, back at 82, and sent me out on a job interview with Bob Collins in his Corvette.
Paul's Corvette or Bob's Corvette?
Bob's Corvette, yeah.
And the guy that hired him is here, Lyle Dean.
That's right, Lyle Dean.
You know, a lot's been made of the work you did on September 11th, and obviously just after Bob died. But what I remember most were just the laughs and how much fun
we had
in that newsroom at the time.
And you could be deadly serious for most of the day, and then somebody would have some great line to break everybody up.
Yeah.
And Steve was good at that. He's a very funny guy, and he was great to have in the newsroom. You and Pilak were always the greatest, you know, just to watch you two interact.
He says that now he's been gone for 10 years. but you sort of crafted, I mean, there are others too, but you were one of the first to be a serious, credible news guy when you needed to be, but then a real funny, supportive guy to the host when it was time as well. Did you set out to do that, or how did that happen?
It was, you know, you can't really script that, and you know it, Steve. It has to be natural. It has to be automatic. And if you try to script it, it doesn't work. So I usually, whenever Bob would point to me or Spike, I'd laugh. That was my cue, you know? It's time for Tom to laugh, and that would be it.
And then he turned the mic off and said, yeah, that is not funny.
That is not funny.
That is not funny.
I have a question, because I used to fill in for Spike when I was doing the afternoon show. And I would come in, and Tom was always super friendly. And I say that meaning he wasn't that nice to me. But you had a thing about the blinds
that you've never explained
to me.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting there minding my own business. We're about a half hour into the show, and he would subtly say the following. You're going to close the damn blinds or what? Now, the blinds were all the way across the room in the studio. What was with you and the blinds?
Well, I mean, if the blinds were closed and they had been left over from Steve and Johnny, you always had the blinds closed. And when Spike came in, he would open the blinds. It was the first thing he did.
Oh, it was open the blinds. I was so traumatized, I didn't know if I had to open them or close them.
You got them wrong, right. Hey. So without being able to see out of those windows over there and to see what that was our only outlet to the outside world, you had them closed. So I would open the intercom and I'd say, could you open the damn
blinds? Oh, yeah, that's how you said it.
Listen, I tried to be as nice as I could.
I just want you to know I'm sorry I disappointed you, but I love you, and it's great seeing you. You know, congratulations.
I come in every morning now, the same thing. Grzanich has the blinds closed. Oh, I go over to him.
Do you really?
Open the blinds, yeah.
It's a tradition. Yeah.
Is there, you know, I think of the picture of you. I think it was in the Tribune the day after Bob Collins
died. Oh, yeah.
Your head in your hand.
Yep.
And I suppose, you know, that's a day that will always be with you, but is that the day, or what do you take with you from your time here?
You know, Steve, it probably has to be because it was such a traumatic day. So many things happened, and we had to cope with the incredible loss of such a great talent. And it really started to cross our mind about what do we do now? I mean, he was our leader, and Bob was gone, and it was a tough time. But somehow Spike jumped in, the station took over, and we were able to recover. It was amazing.
Do you remember, is Christine here? Christine would pack a lunch for Bob every day.
Yeah.
And it usually included a piece of fruit.
Oh, carrot sticks.
Bob left that day, the day he died. He left, and he left his lunch on the console at A. And I don't know if the story's been told very often, but it stayed there for 4 days. People would come in, they would do a show. They'd look at the orange, and
nobody could touch it.
No one would move it. So.
Yeah, I have to say, too, from being around a little bit back then, that radio from that afternoon through the next few days, some of the most amazing things ever, but it reinforces everything we're talking about here. And I think Collins would feel the same way. The radio station goes on because it's WGN.
Yeah, and so many talented people who were able to take the blow and say, we've got to go on. And we did. And it was like the old Broadway adage, the show has to go on. Yeah, and we did it.
I'd love to keep talking to you, but Marilyn ate up all your time.
Well, so. And
like Tom Peterson.
One quick thing. I've got to acknowledge the grandkids are out here. Ryan and Emma, stand up. Come on. The Ruthenbergs, my two grandchildren.
Beautiful.
And my wife is over there, and their mom, Sherry, wave over there. The reason we brought them down is they had no idea what Grandpa did for a living. Because Ryan's 10 years old, and so he now gets, this is what Grandpa did. And they actually paid me to do this.
And he did it very well.
Yeah, he was great. I don't care what your other friends tell you, he was great.
Tom Peterson.
Thank you.
One of the great thrills for me since I've been at WGN are meeting some of the people that built this radio station. On the microphone side, we've already talked about one groundbreaker, and there's another here who worked 15 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then he got busy. He interviewed some of the most important people in music, some of the most important people in pop culture in the day. He is Floyd Brown. Welcome.
This is WGN, serving the nation from Chicago.
The WGN Walk of Fame.
Catch all the excitement of National League Baseball when the Chicago Cubs play the Pittsburgh.
Floyd Brown.
What a classy guy. A great smile. He took me out golfing a couple of times, and I just couldn't believe I was golfing with Floyd Brown. Floyd Brown. I mean, this is a guy that could do it all. You ask him to go on the television, he could do
it. Here on America's number one sports station, Channel 9.
His voice for a commercial, he could sell you a bucket of swamp water.
Add a pinch of Tobar to your family wash, and those long camel trips into the desert become cooler, softer.
He's smooth like molasses. As a matter of fact, I thought he made Orion sound a little bit weak.
Back to you, Marcus.
The 2016 Walk of Fame welcomes Floyd Brown.
Floyd, it is a thrill to be here with you and to share the stage with you, as I said. And you define WGN television and then radio for me. And I just want to congratulate you and ask you what your fondest memory of your days here was.
Why don't we do this microphone, maybe?
Why don't we turn this on? Am I off already?
Time's up, JC.
Okay. There's. He'll take care of me. All the good things have been said, and I would like to thank all the wonderful people whom I've known over the years and who used to call of the station and call my wife and other people and say, well, when are you going to put Floyd's name on the walk? It's down there. Where is Floyd? Well, many of them are here today. They caught the train to come in. I could tell you a million stories, and I could identify so many of the people that are friends or acquaintances who have come here, I know, because they heard that Floyd was being inducted into the Walk of Fame over here. My minister is here to tell you that I really am a Christian, and the mayor of the city that I started to work in broadcasting, the mayor of Elgin, Illinois, David Captain, is here. The president of our community college, one of the great community colleges in the state, has been one of the most consistent visitors to me since I had the stroke 3 years ago. He's visited me close to 20 times in hospitals and extended care and this kind of thing. My granddaughter over here just graduated from Miami of Ohio, as did Marilyn here, who is here, and her sister Jordan, my beautiful wife Betty, that takes care of everybody and me included, and who is responsible for much of the success that I've had over the years.
So
I would really like to point out so many other people, like Don Sleeman, who is head of the American Legion, and I can tell you, he takes care of the veterans. He's been the most consistent visitor to me in hospitals and in extended care. I had this, a few years ago, it was the stroke that I had, and it kind of knocked me off my speed a little bit. But to all of my friends, if I don't point you out, please don't feel offended, but please accept my gratitude for coming here to be with me on this very special day today.
Floyd Brown, you could spend the rest of your life pointing out your friends and you wouldn't finish.
Thank you very much. I'm going to finish now. I can take a hint.
From the Sunday night show, I remember two things. I remember the Kumbaya segment that you would end the show with. But I also remember, and maybe I'm mistaken on this, but every year at Christmas, you would bring your whole family into the studio and have sort of a family Christmas party on the air.
And they are here now.
Yeah.
There's my son, retired chief judge of the 16th Judicial Circuit, Keith Brown. Stand up, Keith, if you would. My daughter is next to him, Diane Brown, who majored in broadcasting out at Drake University and was an anchor. They won all kinds of awards, and they said, what are you going to do when you graduate? And she said, aren't you going into broadcasting? She says, no, I don't want to work 16 hours a day, and I don't want to not have holidays, not have weekends home. I would like to be off on holidays and have a family life. Well, she's here, and she's done well. And, of course, my wife, Betty, we've been married 60 years. Wow. Give her a round of applause.
God bless.
Give her a round of applause. And a special thank you, and I will head it up after this, Steve.
Well, I wasn't giving you the hook, Floyd.
Yes, you were.
No.
Floyd, who's going to take the microphone from you? Come on.
Okay. This, I would just like to say this in sitting here, because I'm sitting next to Marilyn Miller. And I, came here 30 years ago. And one thing you'll never see is a person who worked at WGN and is working on another radio station because he quit. This is the ultimate station, the ultimate place to work in the broadcasting industry. I have run stations on local level. I was manager for the Army's Farthest North radio station. I worked network. I worked for other stations here in Chicago. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Tom Peterson the other day, and he says, he did Bob Collins show, not Bob Collins, Roy Leonard show, and we worked 5 hours. He said, I never worked 5 hours in my life. I say, well, you never did rock and roll. Because our shifts used to be 5 hours. Steve, you know this. We would stand up when we were really rolling, and we would stand for 5 hours in rock and roll. But when I got here, I got to a place that the absolute best was the criteria for anything that you did. And one of the stories I told Jeff over there, I'll tell quickly here, which will give you an indication. We used to have a fellow that worked here, Wendell Smith, who was a great writer in the community. And Wendell said, I had a problem. He says, what? He talked to Ward Quall that day, the greatest man I ever met in broadcasting and business. He talked to Ward Quall, and Ward Quall said, what did you do? He says he went out and made a speech for Ward Quall. And Ward Quall said, well, how'd you get there? He says, I flew out there, of course. And he says, how did you ride? He said, I rode in coach. And he says, listen, you never represent WGN riding in coach. You always go first class. And this station is first class in news, first class in engineering, first class in community service, first class in caring for people, and it has been just a marvelous privilege to be a part of it. God bless all of you, and thank you for coming here.
Floyd Brown.
A privilege to have you here, an honor to have you here, and I hope we're doing your radio station service with what we're doing today. Thank you, Floyd Brown. A break and we're back. Have we forgotten anyone? Dean is next. Back with more of Walk of Fame 2016 on 720 WGN.
Welcome 2016 Class of Honorees to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. We'll continue with our induction ceremony next.
Ladies and gentlemen, radio legend.
Inducting our honorees. Who we are is who we were. It's 720 WGN and the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
You're listening to Walk of Fame 2016 on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com in Chicago. And we are down to our final inductee for the Walk of Fame.
Our final inductee you hear is Entertainment Reports and Celebrity Interviews Daily on The Steve Cochran Show, on with Bill and Wendy, and, of course, WGN-TV. On Sunday, his own show for how many years? More than 20 years, right? 22 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Richards.
This is WGN, serving the nation from Chicago.
The WGN Walk of Fame.
And let's see, this is Drew, it says, on line one.
Hi, Dean, it's Drew Carey.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, I can't believe they kept me on hold for so long.
When I said, if there are any celebrities listening, I thought, well, you know, somebody's goofing around saying that they're Drew Carey. Someone's going to call up and do a bad Drew Carey impersonation.
Oh, no, it's me.
The most amazing thing about my friend Dean Richards is how he survives on no sleep. He's got an amazing amount of energy, and frankly, I'm tired of it.
That old car is worth money.
What a wonderful announcer.
He's a peppy kind of guy, isn't he? Good morning, Mr. Collins.
How are you, Mr. Richards? Everything good?
Did you, in fact, when you were in your, say, 20s, did you have a game plan for your life?
Not really. Not the way that they say that you should. You know, I know what I want to do when I'm 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Not really. I mean, I kind of went with what was fun and what I seemed like I liked to do, but
I thought I'd have a lot of hair, I can tell you
me
that.
Me too. I'm with you there.
If anybody deserves a plaque on the Walk of Fame, it's my friend Dean Richards, a Chicago legend in the truest sense of the word. Congratulations, Dean.
You know what? Speaking of, you heard a little of my immortal Victory Auto Wreckers commercial. I am the third voice of Victory Auto Wreckers. I don't want to brag since 1991, but voice number two, Victory Auto Wreckers, Mr. Floyd Brown. They changed the area code. That's why they had to change the commercial.
I thought maybe we need to separate you two. Is Floyd still upset you took the gig?
That's right. Sorry. Sorry about that, Floyd. But there were no residuals. Don't worry.
Maryland has separated bigger guys in the past.
That's true.
It's very true.
This has been the summer of Dean, and we're only in May. Last Friday night, Dean received an honor called the Silver Circle Award for Excellence in Television for 25 years.
Thanks. Thank you.
Today, this, I don't know how you follow this, but I know the entire Greek community is here today.
That's right. good luck getting some lunch at any restaurant downtown here today.
Is there anyone in particular, say, right in front of you who looks like your mother?
They're all here. My family is here, my nieces and my nephews and my cousins. But most significantly, you want to talk about a Hall of Famer, maybe the person who has become the most famous person on WGN the last few years. My 93-year-old mom, Ann, is right here in the front row. 2 months ago, had her aortic valve replaced just out of heart surgery, is doing amazing, and I couldn't be happier that that she's here today. And we'll be selling hats and trinkets. She's got her own line of memorabilia that she sells. But also, she's here with her sister, Elaine, my Aunt Elaine, as I refer to as the Greek Thelma and Louise. Literally, these two talked me off the edge as I was starting my very first radio job, and I had such cold feet. I was so scared. You guys remember that? I called my boss. I quit the night before.
You quit before you started.
The night before I was supposed to start. I called my mom, who called my aunt. They made a beeline from the south suburbs to come to my house on the north side. They talked to me all night and said, you have to go. You have to do it at least one day. You have to try it.
What a great lesson.
So really, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. So thanks to Mom and my Aunt Dolly.
What is it? They look unbelievable. What is it, the baklava? What's
it's that Greek yogurt, Steve, if you want the recipe.
My mom
makes it homemade, and she's made yogurt for everyone here in the crowd today.
You get a yogurt, and you get a yogurt.
I also want to acknowledge that...
Let's take off, Steve. He doesn't need us.
Have you asked him a question yet?
You guys, really, seriously. I want to now talk about Chicago legends. There may not have ever been a greater Chicago legend than the great Bob Bell, who played Bozo on Channel 9 for 24 years. Bob Bell's son and daughter-in-law, Jeff Bell and Cindy Bell, are here today to say thank you. Jeff, stand up, Jeff. And so this is the son of Bozo. He's a great, great, great friend, and I couldn't be happier that that he's here. What? What do you get off my back with the clowns? I like Bozo, all right?
Doesn't it sound like a late-night movie, Son of Bozo?
I was going to say, I had that on DVD. You have time for a question, Dean?
Yes, you, the tall gentleman in the back.
Steve. Yes.
Everybody wants to know whether or not you and Mel Gibson will be spending the weekend in Galena.
Let's bring him out right now. Mel Gibson, come on down.
What is it about you and Mel? Have you worked it out?
Mel has got his own issues that are his problem and not mine. I hope that he's got resolved. Fortunately, the encounters that I've had with some of the celebrities have been minuscule. 99% of them are fantastic. People do always ask me who are the troublesome ones, and those are a matter of record. But I owe a debt of thanks to all of the celebrities. Annabelle Laval was I was on with her in her Around Town segment this morning on television, and I had said that I just really kind of feel like I'm a waiter. That the celebrities have offered the entertainment, the plays have offered the entertainment, the concerts, everything that I report on, I'm just reporting on them. I'm in a lucky position to have followed the legendary Roy Leonard, another Walk of Famer, to have stepped into those shoes. So we have a great legacy of caring about entertainment here on WGN.
And, can I say something nice about you?
I'm really not quite done talking.
Okay. Right,
no,
okay.
I'm kidding. Sorry. Go ahead.
I meant what I said in the tape. I've never seen anybody who works harder than you. However, you were at a spot in your life, which I think everybody should envy. You're doing the work you want to do, surrounded by the people you love, and having, I think, more fun than you've had in the 20-plus years that I've known you. You got a great sense of humor about the fact that you're talking to kids you wouldn't cross the street to say hi to, and they're silly little movies. You give them fair reviews. You're still doing the theater. You're doing all of it. Again, I really don't know where the energy comes from. But I think you're doing the best work you've ever done at this point, and I think that's something you ought to be respected for.
Thank you very much. I'm super proud of it. It's it really doesn't have too much to do with me, I don't think. It applies to all of us in whatever that we do. If you love what you do every day, it's not hard work, and you don't mind however many hours that you put into it because you love it. I love my radio family. I was part of the WGN radio family before I ever worked in this building, and Mr. Dan Fabian hired me, called me one day and said, how you like to come across the street? Because I was literally working in that building over there playing Kenny G records. Thank God you got me out of there.
And a Sunday morning show for 22 years?
Sunday morning show for 22 years, but also from that WGN television, was a fan of the radio show and brought me over. And I'm so appreciative of my WGN TV family. Greg Easterly, my boss, is here, and Jen Lyons and Sandy Pudar. And I see Pam Grimes, who put together the most amazing videotape from last Friday's Silver Circle. So thank you to everybody from WGN TV. Thank you, everybody. I don't even know what to say. I really appreciate
Steve,
it.
Steve, I got to be honest. I think it's the greatest interview you've ever done.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think Floyd's giving him the hook.
That's
Dean Richards, a member of the Walk of Fame. Next Friday, he gets the Nobel Prize for Medicine.
And that comes with cash, Dean. That's cash.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
congratulations.
Nice. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
You know, for more than 90 years, WGN has been orchestrating Chicago's conversations. The seven station legends that we've honored here today have been instrumental in keeping that conversation going, and we're proud to have all of them here as part of our WGN radio family.
And as far as Dean's Sunday morning show is, it's terrific. Every day at 8:10, Dean and I allegedly talk about the stuff happening in show business. It's a train wreck, and it's highly entertaining. We hope you listen to that. And I was talking to Todd Manley of the Sunday morning show to take a little off your plate. We're adding a love interest and a cute neighbor kid. So that's going to be great for you. Here are the plugs. Thank you to O'Hare Midway Limousine Service for providing transportation and Record a Hit Entertainment in Elk Grove Village for the popcorn for all your party rentals. Go to recordahit.com or call 847-690-1100. And, of course, most importantly, thanks for everyone who came out today to celebrate. Thanks to our inductees, their families. Thanks for what you've done. And we keep it going. Thanks to all of you listening to 720 WGN. We're nothing without you. And that is the absolute truth. Bill and Wendy will pick it up next, and then you've got some work to do at noon, Steve.
The business lunch coming up at noon. We'll be doing it live from the stage. No one knows that yet.
Oh, well, fantastic. Yeah. Yes, yes. And thank you very much for listening to Walk of Fame 2016 on 720 WGN.